Elizabeth, Betty, Berger, beloved mom and stepmom to Susan, Herb, Sheila, Lynn Sherville, Lawrence, Heather, and Allison, Jim Gibson, passed away peacefully at home surrounded by her family. We like to think the stormy winds that night came to carry her to the next stage of her long and rich journey. Betty was born Elizabeth Malcolmson Anderson to Thomas Tulloch Anderson and Catherine Munn McTurk in Leibiton, Shetland. She was the third of five children. Her siblings Tom Anderson, Kay Franzen, John Anderson and Jean Martin all predeceased her. Mom's family immigrated to Canada in 1929. After a few months in a tent on Hernando Island, the family moved to Westview. She loved her Shetland heritage, but often said how grateful she was they moved here. After high school, Mom studied 1 year at UBC on a scholarship before going to normal school for teacher training, where she made many lifelong friends. Her first job was a one-room school at Cobble Hill, where some of the boys were older than she was. She returned to teach in Powell River, where she met Herb Peters, a millwright. They married in 1949. She said she always expected to be an ordinary housewife, although her new husband had to teach her how to cook. But Herb caught polio in 1953, just 6 weeks before their third child, Sheila, was born. After 2 years in hospital and rehab, he was able to come home, but was unable to return to work. Mom went back to teaching to support the family, and Herb did everything he could to make her home life easier. She taught grade 1 for many years at J.P. Dallows before moving to the new J.C. Hill School, where she eventually became principal. She loved teaching children how to read and over her long career often taught three generations in a family. In spite of his disabilities, Herb encouraged her efforts to complete her Bachelor of Education by taking correspondence courses and going to summer school at UBC, sometimes with the whole family in tow. They enjoyed bridge parties with their many friends and built a house at Grief Point in 1968, a place she adored. We were so lucky to be able to keep her in that home until her death. Herb died of complications from post-polio syndrome in 1970. 5 years later, after some serious courting, Albert Berger finally convinced his blonde Viking to marry him, bringing his two adult children, Lawrence and Allison, into the family. They had more than 30 happy years together, joining the Myrtle Point Golf Club and Betty's Old Bridge Club, and traveling. They especially enjoyed going to Las Vegas to refine their gambling strategies and take in the glamorous nightlife. After her retirement in 1983, Betty worked for many years as a stalwart member of the United Church Women. Family was everything to Betty. She enjoyed visits from her grandchildren, Daniel, Michael, Matthew, Lindsay, Eleni, Colleen, Kelly, Chris and Cam, and great-grandchildren, Casey, Max, Santi, Raina and Tia. She was also much loved by her siblings' children, who remained in close contact. She loved ocean swimming and it was a point of honor to join her in the often frigid waters at Grief Point, right up until last summer. We'd like to thank Dr. Erinola Ewapetu and VCH's palliative home care team for the wonderfully responsive support they provided to make Betty's last days comfortable. A memorial will be held on Saturday, October 14, at 1 p.m. at Powell River United Church, 6932 Crofton Street, Powell River, B.C. In lieu of flowers, please echo Betty's generous spirit by making a donation to your favorite charity. Condolences may be offered at stubberfieldfh.com.